Here again, he highlights the importance of the apostles, illustrating the significant responsibility entrusted to them and the extraordinary extent of God's love. Even when they refused to listen to the envoy that was sent, God did not become angry or abandon them, but continued to urge them on both in his own persona and through others. Who can adequately express astonishment at this level of care? The Son, who came to reconcile his true and only begotten, was killed, yet even then the Father did not forsake his killers, nor did he say, "I sent my Son as an envoy," but they not only dismissed him, but even killed and crucified him. It is fitting from now on to abandon them to their own devices. Rather the opposite. When the Son left, he handed the task over to us, as he says, entrusted us with the ministry of reconciliation.